What's up, everybody? It's me, your Latine Thalian Hostex, Dobby Longlegs. And we're doing week seven of the Artist's Way. Oh boy. All right. This is all about recovering a sense of connection. Hydrate or dehydrate. So, it's not about thinking up something. It's not about thinking something up because that can cause a sense of straining, but it's about getting something down. It's not about doing, it's about getting. So we tap into this by listening and tuning in through leaps of faith. I feel like this sounds a little bit woo, but I was like, okay, all right, I'm hanging in there. Your creator will hand you what you need. You need to accept that the universe is helping you. Artists like other artists. Oh, so it's like calling the universe an artist, and we are also an artist, and so it's like receiving from the universe from one artist to another. Now she talks about perfectionism, which is this obsession with getting it right, having ridiculously high standards, and fixing, etc. Essentially, it's a refusal to let yourself move ahead. Wow, I read this, excuse me, I read this a few weeks ago, and I'm like feeling called out reading it again. Like it just resonates in this whole new way because that's really what it is. Like, I procrastinate a lot, and I feel like people who procrastinate, like a lot of the times people are like, oh, you're being so lazy, like you're unmotivated, and it's like, no. I'm not lazy or unmotivated. I'm very motivated. Like all of the things that I'm doing are like self-created. It's because like my ideas and the high from the inspiration of my ideas, like those ones came to fruition. My problem is that I have so many of those. And then like if I'm having an even slightly off day, I will get into this obsessive spiral about perfectionism. And that keeps me from making progress. And then I get stuck. And I don't do it. Ooh, yeah, this is like a spicy call out. So, again, perfectionism is a fear of not getting it right, having way too high of standards, but ultimately it's a refusal to let yourself move ahead. But the answer is that there are no mistakes. So she asks us, what would I do if I didn't have to do it perfectly? Good question. Good question. For me, it would just be all the fucking art. It would be all the creative things. Wow. Then she says, anything worth doing is worth doing badly. If I didn't have to do it perfectly, I would try. And you write five answers. So I said, if I didn't have to do it perfectly, I would try learning Spanish and learning more about my Latin culture. Making music videos, doing more cooking and stuff like that. Oh no. I thought it said cooking, but I actually wrote more magic kooky shit. So like basically becoming a warlock, as one does, singing and playing more. I won't let myself sing because I'm being a perfectionist about it. Like I know I want to sing. I know I want to sing, and I think I'm pretty good at it when I do it. And like, people have told me that I have a good voice, but I don't fucking do it because I'm just like, no, it's not perfect. Like, oh, if like I'm comparing myself to like some award-winning opera singer, and I'm like, well, I don't sound like them, so fuck me, right? How is that helpful, you know? And it goes back to the whole like anything worth doing is worth doing badly. What's the worst that could happen if you did something bad on purpose? It might be even more of a masterpiece than if you spent all of that time hiding yourself from the world in order to try and like fit some perfect mold that ultimately is kind of boring if everybody else is doing it mediocrely. Ew. The other thing I put was drawing more. When I was a kid, I would just draw for hours, and then when I took art classes in high school and in college, it like tainted my love of drawing with that whole perfectionist bullshit, and so then I just kind of like stopped doing it as much. Let me give you an example. Y'all see this painting right here. I made this in high school, and we had like a month or two to make these projects. And let me tell you something. You know, you want to know what section I spent like 2 or 3 weeks on? This little circle right here. I spent like 3 weeks fixating on that little fucking spot because I got so fixated on it that I was like, it's not perfect. The rest of the thing, I finished it in like a week and a half. Probably like one of those nights I was just like, I didn't sleep. Like I got like probably 3 or 4 hours of sleep. That's what perfectionism does, y'all. That's fucking dangerous. That's so sad. No. And I know I'm not the only one. And like, how much art is our world missing because people are paralyzed by their own perfectionism? Wow. I feel so called out. It's good though. It's good. I'm enjoying the process. Ooh, so then, okay, this was actually one of my favorite exercises. One of my favorites because let's talk about jealousy, y'all. Jealousy is a map. It tells you which territory you covet. Remember that criticizing those who are doing what you secretly want to do, but won't out of fear. So I don't know if I worded that well, so I'll rephrase it. So often we might find ourselves like watching a movie and then walking out of the movie and being like, that movie was shitty. Like I would have done that so much better. I would have written that character so much better. You know what that means? It means that you're jealous that this person got to make the movie that you secretly would have wanted to make. It means that you want to make movies. So you should learn how to make movies. And like, it's just, it's so true. So then for this assignment, you make a list of 20 people that you are jealous of. Then next to each name, you write the reason why you're jealous of that person and indicate what you're really jealous of about them. Then you write down what's an action that you can take that will move you in a similar direction as them. So I wrote down a lot of people. And a lot of them were like mainly like artists and stuff. And it was really interesting because the thing that I realized was like a lot of the people that I find myself like jealous of are people who seem to be making a lot of money exclusively doing their art or, you know, their dream passion or whatever and being well off for that. Basically people who are financially well off, but also well established. So it's like, they're not like creating their name. Like it's already there. Like they already are that person. And so my response to that was practice more, practice more, practice more, practice more, make art and share it, make art and share it, make art and share it, fucking put your work out there, which I'm not doing because of perfectionism. The other thing, okay, there was an outlier. There was this, I worked a job a few weeks ago and it was at this like retired couple's house. They live in a retirement community that has like a separate lane specifically for golf carts. Like that's how fucking bougie these fucking people were. And it made me furious. And I don't want to live in a fucking retirement community with a golf cart lane, but it made me realize that I don't fucking want to be working my ass off until I'm 65. And I want to be able to fucking retire at a reasonable age with a reasonable amount of money and be well off. So guess what the action response to that is? Learn money, learn how to like build a savings account and start investing. Wowzers. Like, is it really that difficult? But it's just like those things seem so daunting because they don't teach us that in school. During parallelogram season. They just don't. Then, after that, you do a positive inventory where you count your blessings. And then there's a section called archaeology that says, as a kid, I missed. And for me, it was, like, the chance to just, like, be a messy, playful, uninhibited, uncensored person. Thanks, Christianity. And I could have used more. And for me, it was, like, more alone time, less judgment, because, you know, Christianity makes you feel like there's always someone or something hovering over you. And I was an introvert growing up in a 5-person family. So, like, I just wanted to be alone most of the time. Then I dreamed of being a famous rock star, duh. And I needed more unconditional positivity. For years, I missed and wondered about, I wrote magic. Because, yeah. And now that's why I wrote the other day about getting into more magical kooky shit. It all ties together. So then she reminds us that treating ourselves like a precious object will make us stronger. So, for those assignments, we are to listen to 20 minutes worth of music, which I do on a regular basis anyway. So, like, I can't tell you what specifically I've listened to, but everything. Go to a sacred space and enjoy solitude, which I love doing with my walks and solo drives. Buy yourself a nice pair of socks. I didn't buy myself a pair of socks that week, but I did upgrade my phone. So, then list your 5 favorite. Okay, so then you collect images that reflect your life desires and you make a collage. And then you list your 5 favorite films. And do you see any traces of cinematic themes in your collage? For my top films, I wrote down Harold and Maude, The Witch, Romeo and Juliet, Moulin Rouge, and Rocky Horror Picture Show. And this is my collage. I didn't have a lot of magazines. The only magazines I have in my house are, like, weed brand magazines. So, I'm like, oh, I want to, like, travel to bougie-ass places and be successful and explore stuff and go on road trips but still be comfortable and, eat lots of yummy food and dance a lot and smoke really good weed. And, I mean, I don't know if those, like, totally connect to all of those movies, but, I mean, they have elements, I guess. They're pretty extravagant and decadent and feature decadent food and drink and substances and, dancing. So, yeah. So that was week 6 and really called me out in the best way. If you're reading The Artist's Way, let me know how it's going for you, what your experiences and insights are. Until next time, bye!